Hey Rashad, I was just listening to your pod. Nice, nice, nice. Shout outs to you. Scorpio in the house.
Rashad Radio.
Yeah,
just
excuse us. His phone must be cutting out. We were just talking before you came in. We got Elbow Studios in the building. What's up, brother? His phone getting ready to die, so we said we're gonna run it till the wheels fall off with this man because he was just noticing that his phone and his ear pods are getting ready to die, so that's why he doesn't notice that you just jumped in. How you doing, though, man?
Man, I'm good, man. Just chilling, bro. What's up with y'all? Y'all good?
We good.
Yeah,
we good.
How you doing?
We're definitely good.
Yeah, that's what's up.
How should I address you? I can. I see it says Mark on here, but I was saying Marcus on the Marcus Elbow, and how you like to be referred to?
Everybody know me as Elbow, so that's cool.
Elbow.
Yes, sir.
So you're on the beat breakdown. I'm Rashad, as you know, and this is my brother Kenneth and my brother Ryan, who also goes by Big Mood.
Okay.
That's good.
Cool. Really good.
Big Mood is a producer, and Kenneth is also a iOS producer in training, I like to say, you know what I'm saying? Because I put him under my wing, and I like to think that he learned with me, but he's getting ready to get out of that. He wants to get controllers and, you know, and produce on computers and stuff like that. But we had to get you on here, my brother, to let him know how the iOS wave is the truth, man. Because I was watching your page, man. Everybody needs to get on Elbow Studios, Marcus Elbow Studios page, because he has not only super clean and detailed, but it's just like the sound quality of it just goes to show that if you listening to my man's stuff, then you already know he knows what he's talking about. So
yeah, appreciate that. Yeah, you could definitely pull it off. It ain't no question. It's the wave. It's the future. You know what I mean? I think the hardware is good. I think the software still needs to catch up a little bit. But yeah, it's definitely, man. It's the next way. The next way to do things. I don't think you're ever going to get rid of the computer and the ability to do so many things with the PC and the Mac. But, you know, hey, everything got to change at some point. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, you got to be able to move around. I want to be able to put a bunch of stuff in the bag, you know, and show up at the studio and just, you know, pull all my stuff out of the bag and really just get it popping. So I think that's a new way to do things.
Forgive me, I got an email with my other counterpart for Antoine's rate. He's about to jump in. I always forget the Antoine. I forget the email to you, brother. It's coming right now. We got him on right now, too. I'm going to send it to you now, homie.
So hey, man, I got a question that I think, you know, would be good for the listeners. And also, since, you know, I myself am kind of on the outside because, you know, we all produce differently. But I think it would be good for y'all to really break down what it means to be an iOS producer, mainly, you know, for myself to learn, because I'm kind of on the outside part of it, but I'm sure there's some listeners too that could gain from that knowledge.
I hate that I'm being labeled as an iOS producer because I'm teaching that. But I guess to me what it means is that you got things laying around your house that you can start making beats on. You know, you got your iPhone, you got your Android, really not Android, but you can do beats with Android now. But you got your iPhone, you got your iPad. Stuff that you don't even really got to go spend a lot of money for right now. If you already got it laying on your desk or sitting in your pocket, and you could pull it out and you could start really banging some quality beats out. And I think that's what a lot of people just they haven't realized yet. I think it's still kind of like, man, I ain't doing no beat on my phone. Like, ain't nobody gonna respect that. But like Kenfo just said, if you go to my you know, YouTube and you listen. I mean, if you can sit up and tell me the difference between what somebody else doing and what I'm doing, bro, you need to be making money doing something different. You know what I mean?
I feel that. So it's like it's doing the most with what you have, but it's specifically, it's kind of Mac orientated, right? Like, that's iOS, right?
Yeah, because I mean, gotcha. As you all know, I mean, Mac has really been the magic when it came to just, you know, their way of handling music and just, you know, music in general. And I just think it's just cool. It's great. Like, a lot of young cats that coming up and that's into what I'm doing, They just like the fact that they don't have to spend a lot of money. They can't afford the iMac, or they can't afford the MacBook Pros and you know, some of the prices on these VSTs. They just can't afford it. So they're like, whoa, so I can actually really get started on the iPad? Now, do you want to end there? I don't know if you want to end there. I mean, I got a partner of mine. I mean, he do all this stuff on the iPad. You know what I'm saying? Do I do everything on the iPad? I'm not going to sit up here and say I do, because I come from the PC and the Mac era. So for me, I got to take everything out the iPad once I'm done and finish mixing and mastering on the Mac.
Right, right.
But could I do it? Of course I can. But for me, it's just comfort, though. You know what I mean? I just need to put it through some bigger processes for me to feel, you know, a certain type of way in the way that I mix in my workflow. But can it be done? Of course it can.
Which is important knowledge, I think, for people to have, right? That you can do a lot of things without just focusing on one tool. I mean, when I started using Ableton, we used to clown people for using anything else. And now I realize there's so many different options out there. It's the Ableton is not the best, you know?
Yeah, no question. And really, you hit it on the head, though. It really boiled down to what really gets your creative juices flowing. You know what I mean? And to be honest, I've been doing beats for a long time, but it's something about slapping my headphones on in the bed, chilling, and having my iPad out and just banging something out real quick and not having to go through so many different moves to make it happen. I can just pull my iPad out, boom, bam, bam, and I'm banging out a track. Then when I bring it up to my studio, plug it into the monitors, I'm like, yo, I can move on from that point. So
right.
I just think, like you said, it's just another tool in the tool bag. And if you got an iPad, you'd be crazy not to have it. You have to use it.
So what's the program? What's the program that is running on the iPad?
They got a lot of different ones. But lots, Beatmaker 3 is the main driver, I think.
Is that what everybody here is using, Beatmaker 3?
A lot of us are. Hey, okay.
And I haven't looked back.
Elbow, I don't know if you got gallery in. My man Antoine just jumped in. I didn't want to, you know, disrupt.
What up, y'all?
What up, Antoine?
Yo, yo.
Good.
Yeah, Beatmaker 3 is the popular one, wouldn't you say, Elbow?
Yeah. I mean, it's just a great app.
For Mac? Or can that, is that PC?
It's only for
too?
iOS.
Okay,
it's
gotcha.
iOS. Yeah, it's only for the iPhone.
You can ask for Shad. I got Beatmaker 3 and never looked back after I really fucked with GarageBand. I was like, I like it. He showed me IMPC Pro. I was like, I don't know. And then I got Beatmaker 3 and it was over. I love Beatmaker 3.
Yeah, Beatmaker 3 feels like an MPC ecosystem. So
you just kind of
feel at home with it. You know what I mean? They made a great app, though. You know, it's only problem with Beatmaker is, you know, it's a small team. So they're having issues with updates and compatibility with some of the AUV3s. But, you know, some of the stuff you can look over, some of the stuff is frustrating. But it's just such a great app. You just kind of, you know, you just keep kind of going through the motions. But you can create some monster music with that app, man. It's a beast. But you also got Nano Studio, too. The difference between both is Nano Studio doesn't really allow you to bring audio in. So it's not a traditional DAW. It's just a music creation app, but it's a wonderful app as well. You know,
what's that one?
So it's called Nano Studio 2.
Nano Studio 2?
Yeah.
I was gonna say, on my iOS days, I used to use IMPC Pro with Cubasis and Chord Gadget. Yeah. I loved those.
Yeah.
Loved those.
Yeah. There's some good ones right there. Cubasis 2 and 3. I talk about those too. Y'all boys need to go to Elbow Media Studios, man. You know what I mean? Get your knowledge.
I used to check you out and Henny the Business on my iOS producing days. So it's see you and boy, chop it up. It's dope. Yeah.
No doubt. That boy Henny a monster, man.
He's the business. You know what I mean?
Just,
Shout out Henny.
He got the pedigree. He got the pedigree. He got the, you know what I mean? He the man. The funny story though is a year ago when I started this channel, when I started doing the iOS thing. I watched Henny. Henny was the first video I watched, and I was like, "Yo, this cat on the iPad." I got two iPads, so I was like, "Wait a minute, let me cut off the Netflix." You know what I mean?
Yeah,
let me see what's up.
Yeah.
So I grabbed the iPad, bro, and went to Beatmaker, and I was shook. I was like, "No, this ain't."
Me when I did IMPC Pro for the first time, I was like, "What is this?"
Yeah.
Sequencer, really, man, it's crazy.
Yeah, it blew me away, and I don't easily get blown away. I'm a Pro Tools cat. Reason, I mean, I done worked in a lot of different softwares, you know what I mean? So I always thought that stuff was just a little bit, you know, too childish, a little bit too premature. Like, you know, they still playing around. I ain't really feeling it. But, bro, when I jumped into it, hey, I went hard and I said, yo, man, I got to showcase this. My whole movement is about me teaching people that you can actually do this. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
I mean, their first album on Spotify, actually all through IMPC Pro, Cubasis. You know, they added the Fab Filter Pro Q stuff. So, you know.
Oh, I love Fab Filter.
All that stuff.
That's my joint right there.
And move back to Mac, but, you know.
Yeah, and another thing is the prices, though, you know.
Oh, it's half off everything. Yeah.
I mean, you know, you're talking.
Do you think it's going to stay like that, Elbow?
No, right?
You got to take advantage of it while it's like this.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, you got to think, man, these cats ain't really making no money off these apps. You know what I'm saying? But they trying to start a movement. The devs are trying to start a movement themselves, but they're not making any money. So that's why I always on my channel, I tell cats to go support these cats, because it's gonna get more expensive as the iPad and the app start become more compatible. It's still kind of a tug of war right now. You know what I mean? Apple is kind of a little weird and secretive with the way that they do things. These boys are paying a lot of crazy taxes. A lot of these cats are in different countries making these apps. So it's a hassle for them, really. But the fact that they giving us some dope stuff, you gotta take advantage of it, bro. You can spend $100 and be good.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? And be good. And be banging out tracks and, you know, hey, make you some money and get that 100 right back. So, yeah.
When you were saying that earlier, you had mentioned something about that earlier, about like how you don't necessarily need it. And people could, if you're on a budget, let me show you something on my page. Let me show you on my YouTube channel how you can get busy with the iPad or the phone. And, you know, that's not even just with producers only, bro. I think about that when I meet aspiring rappers, too. I'd be like, look, bro, like, y'all talking about what? Yeah. You can't get in the studio? Make a studio with your phone. Yeah. I see you got that dope phone, you know?
Yeah. I did a little stream where I had put some vocals on the phone or whatever. You know what I mean? And had some vocals running through it.
Hold on. I got one of your songs stuck in my head right now. The dark side joint was stuck. Yeah, the crossover to the dark side joint was stuck in my head for a little bit when you was doing the auto tune. Tutorial.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, that was crazy. So, you know, I mean, my nephew Flo, and he started producing, and he hadn't been knowing what was been up with this iOS movement, and he sent me a beat. So I used to flow back in the day. So what I did was I took the beat he sent me, recorded a 16 bar verse with his beat on my phone, sent it right back to him in 15 minutes, blew his mind. He couldn't believe it. He was like, nah, Unc, you lying. Ain't no way you just did that. So what I did, I screen recorded it and sent it back to him. Guess what? That boy doing beats on iPad right now.
That's right. That's
you
right.
You know what I mean? Because it just, like I said, man, it's fun. I mean, let's just be real. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's fun to be able to pick up and go. You know what I mean?
For me, as a father, too, you know, I have a daughter that's not really trying to listen to me because she's a 17-year-old going to 18. She can be whatever. But anyways, when she was younger, I tried. But with my son is another thing, too, because I don't want my kids just be mindless on their phone. And even with when I be around company before COVID, of course, when I be around people and I just see people talking about they bored or they looking at their phone and talking about, do something on that joint. Don't you know how much you can do? Whether you want to be a photographer, whether you want to be a rapper, whether you want to be a producer, like get busy on this. Got capabilities.
Yeah. It's fun. That's another funny story. I was with one of my older cats. He a producer. He been around for a minute, kind of mentored me. So he was like, yo, man, I don't even see what's up with these phones. Cat spending all these money, you know, $1,100 for a phone. He was like, yo, I spent $29 for my phone, which was mad stupid, but okay. I said, yo, he's like, what's the difference between your phone and my phone? I said, you really won't know? Yeah, I really won't know. Let me see. Say, bro, I pulled up GarageBand. I ain't even go IMPC Pro, nothing like, you know, Cubasis, right? I pulled up GarageBand and flagged that boy. That boy was like, man, that's stupid, right? That's what y'all doing? I'm like, bro, come on, fam. Wake up, man. You sleeping, bro. Wake up. You know what I mean? Trash the $29 and go get you a real-ass phone.
The straight talk phone.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't even know phones were $29. How you get that? You made that yourself? Like, I don't even understand that one. Yo, that didn't even compute. But, you know, I just think people just oblivious to it. They just don't know. And then some of the older cats don't know how far it then came as well. The cats that was messing with it before, when it was at its infancy, you know what I mean? And now since it's grown so much, some cats need to come back, you know, and check on it, you know.
Real talk.
It's pretty cool, man.
It's gotten so much better than when I started. It was so many hoops and hassles of, like,
producing iOS.
Oh.
Yeah.
But you can do it. If you wanted to do it, you could do it. You could do it.
Yeah.
So Antoine, what do you go ahead. Sorry. I was just going to ask Antoine. I forgot what Antoine's working on.
I use Logic on MacBook Pro now. But I still tap in on my iPad. There's this sampler on Core Gadget called Vancouver. I still love. And also there's the Moog Mini Model D I use to get some weird synth background stuff. And I can just use my line in on my MacBook Pro and run it from the iPad. So it's nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's something I wanted to kind of transition into, Elbow and everybody, if you don't mind, was because you don't like being necessarily only labeled an iOS producer, because you're not, you know, this guy is all around producer, dog. You're like, you're
right.
Anyways, but what I want to know is how much, and I'm sure if I did a little bit deeper research on the page, forgive me, but like the whole transition that another people might find comforting if they know that, like, hey, look, Elbow and Rashad and all them on the Beat Breakdown talking about all this iOS stuff, but I already bought this Machine Plus, or I already bought this MPC Live 2 or MPC 4, so I got all these standalones. Is the transition, do you find the transition from iOS to these other DAWs seamless, or is it a pain in the ass? What do you think?
So if you're saying if you're coming from iOS and you're moving up
meaning like if you're a producer that's already producing not iOS wise, but like trying to turn them on, because I do find that you can do that. Whenever I do my GarageBand projects, you know, from my iPad to my computer, it's nothing. It's all smooth. It's great.
Yeah. No, it's man. If you've already been, you know, messing around with some of the most complex stuff, like, you know, dealing with, especially Logic, because Logic is the trend to go from Logic to GarageBand iOS is like, it's just a little brother to Logic. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I went iOS to Logic. It took me like a month. It was insane.
Oh, yeah, shit. So I can imagine going backwards, it would be like, yo, this is too easy. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You know, and I've even heard someone say it kind of turned them off because it felt like it was educational, like going back like to GarageBand. It was like built for children. I'm like, no, I don't think that's what they were going for. You know what I mean? No. I just think they were going for interactive. I think they were going for the touch and the use your fingers. Let's touch.
When I
something,
see GarageBand, you know, now, I see Logic. I do see
Logic. Yeah, of course. Yeah. And that's by design. You know
Apple.
What I mean?
Yeah.
Both. So, and people on my stream be like, yo, what if they bring Logic to iPad? I'm like, why? You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I don't even see why they need to do that.
They're going to do it, though. You know they're going to do it, though.
Yeah, because they're going to try to make a little money. But to me, it's like, if I got Logic on my Mac, I'm good. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, 2 was like, I don't know, I felt like it was my Logic on iPad. That was very, you could get in-depth on Cubasis 2.
If I perceive this right, guys, is it, when you're using the iPad or using something that, you know, is not your main work computer, are you using that like kind of as a sketch pad and kind of getting your ideas out and then
that's a good question. That's kind of what I was trying to allude to, Ryan, like,
because that's how I use the Force, you know, like I'll flesh things out in the Force. It's really easy to chop samples. It's really fast, it's really seamless. But as far as like full-on structure, and this is, you know, something hopefully that's going to change, you know, with all the betas that are being tested right now and stuff, but you just really can't get in there and get some super super tight structure. So I like to do that in Ableton, but it allows me to save my projects as Ableton files, so it's seamless.
I used the iPad as a full studio at one point. I mean, I had the interface, monitors,
it could be done.
Drum machine, vocal booth. It really was
my master. I'm using the iPad right now to do
everything. I used it for everything.
So I
got a setup too. I got an iPad studio setup. So I got the booth with the mic and everything. Because I like pushing, I like pushing it. You know what I mean? I want to see how far I can go before I break it. You know what I mean?
Stop, bro. Hold on.
Yeah, because
have you broken anything?
Well, I made it crash. You know what I mean? Because yeah, you gotta understand
the CPU.
Yeah, you gotta understand that cats look at me like, you know, hey, you pushing this product, like you trying to ambassador this product. And I'm not gonna, especially me coming from a larger scale, downscaling,
right?
I'm not gonna sell you something I don't believe in. I'm not doing this for the views, you know what I mean? So I'm doing it for the tech. I'm doing it for
you believe in this shit.
I believe in making music, and if you can make music in different ways, that's what I'm about. Y'all already know, you know, if you follow me, I got the machine, I got the MPC, I got it all. You see what I'm saying? So I'm not gonna oversell anything. So I got it right behind me. I got it set up to where I got the big boy mic in there. I got everything. So it's not, I'm not gonna sit up here and act like it's on that level. But if you are ambitious enough and patient enough, you can pull it off. You know what I mean? Like, I feel personally that I can do an album. You know what I mean? Now, could I do an R&B album or a rock album? That's crazy, because now you got too many things going on. You know what I mean? But a hip-hop album, yeah, I could see myself pulling that off with no problems. You know what I mean? But,
sure. You
know, as you start pushing the iPad, but the iPad is getting better and better and better. You know what I mean? And that's where it's getting a little weird, because I don't think the apps are keeping up with the iPad tech. You know what I mean? It's like the devs, they're not really... You know what I mean? In tune or Apple, I don't know what it is. You know what I mean? Apple
and
them, they're not working together. It seemed like Apple is just, I don't know what Apple is doing. I don't know what they're pushing for with having such a powerful machine, but you can't really utilize the power the way they want to. I think when they figure that out, then yeah, bro, it's going to be, yeah, we're going to be doing albums on the iPad, period.
Well, you know, there's already people like Madlib and, I believe Kanye West tried to tell people that the last project he put out, is it Jesus is King? He said that he produced that on his iPad or his iPhone.
Well, I can believe producing, but not mass producing, not doing your whole recording on there. Now,
I wonder though. They said that Freddie Gibbs and Madlib's joint was done that way. And they, you know, you're not getting all the details, but I did wonder that when I listened to it. I'm like, hold up, you know, like, did y'all mix and master it on the joint too? You know what I'm saying?
Nah, man. I personally, you know, I've been messing with it for 14 months. I'm not gonna say I would do that. I mean, I don't have to do that. You know what I mean? Like, that ain't something like I have to do. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like if I want to compete with the big boys, then I'm gonna go use the big boy toys at the end. You know what I mean? But in the beginning, to brainstorm and to really get some crazy stuff going, I haven't really did a beat on anything outside of the iPad. But like, again, once I done with the beat on the iPad, I'm going to play with the bigger toys, because I just like big toys.
So let's get into that, and let's transition to the big toys while I got my man. We listening to Marcus Elbow of Elbow Studios. Y'all be sure to follow his YouTube channel. Listen to the advice. Listen to the gems that are being dropped there. Yo, we don't even know how much of a... I mean, hopefully people do. I know everybody here knows how much of a benefit YouTube is, because... Me personally, I was the guy.
YouTube is great.
I needed in school for them to give me that joint on the projector, and I needed to see it, you know, stop talking at me, you know what I mean? But like, when I see videos that are so clean and well done, it's like, young, wow, I'm going
back. That's how I started. When I watched a couple of guys, Henny, Bolo, Brandon, a couple of cats, I saw that there was a place for me. Yeah, Brandon for sure. It was, I saw that it was a need for a little bit more structure, a little bit more to the point, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm not a blogger, fam. That's not what I do, you know what I mean? I'm mad music. So I've just felt like when I bring it, I'm coming. I'm coming with straight knowledge. I'm coming. I want it to be concise, precise. I want you to be able to get away from that video saying, yo, son, I just learned the mad, like, damn. You know what I mean? And yeah. I know how I like to learn. So when I started doing these videos, that's the way I approached it. And for the most part, cats been loving it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. And the streams is just us having fun, though. That's what we have fun at. You know?
No, I know.
Mean?
Shout out to Big Baby. Yeah. I got a story I want to talk to you
about.
Yeah,
that boy, Big Baby. That's my dude, though.
Shout out. I got a funny story I want to tell you about Big Baby that is kind of coincidental in my life over here. Now, we talking to my man Elbow out in Houston, Texas. If they can't see us because I'm not sharing the video, all of my Rashad Radio listeners, stay tuned. That might be coming. This is the Beat Breakdown with Antoine LeGreat, Kendo Can Do, and Big Mood, myself. But as far as your man Big Baby, who's not with us, I did check him out in a couple of your live streams. And a couple episodes ago on our show, I was talking about an artist out of New York called Big Action Baby.
Oh, okay.
Right, yes. And I never met the brother. His cousin worked with me, and I was telling his cousin how that's a dope rap name, and we got a sample for that and everything. So when I edit this podcast, I'm definitely gonna drop that Big Action Baby sample.
Yeah, hey, Big Baby, man. Big Baby. It's crazy because me and him we've been chopping it up for about, I guess it's been about 3 months. And when I started streaming, bro, it was like he was just like, yo, bro, let me work with you. You know what I mean? And yeah, ain't like I don't want to work with people, but you know, I'm kind of like one man band. You know what I mean? I'm kind of on a mission. Then, bro, he just kind of, you know what I mean, validated his worth and was like, yo, son, let me get on there. Let me show you a few things. Let me moderate and this and that. And man, it's been crazy. The chemistry has been great. And he's brought a lot of extra, you know what I mean? He's brought a lot of extra to the table. Plus, he got a degree in engineering. So the cat gonna bring some stuff to the table as far as just mastering. And man, we got some stuff coming, bro. Like I was telling Brandon, I was like, man, like cats be looking at my channel and I'm not tripping on the iOS thing. Trust me, I love it. But bro, what we about to get ready to bring, cat's gonna be like, yo, man, these boys over there are teaching for real.
Well, so, hold up then. I don't know if everybody sees it, but I only got like 3 minutes left. I wanted to know if I can hold you for another section so we can talk about other stuff you got coming up.
That's all gonna be a surprise though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you don't need to tell us too much, but I guess would you like to continue more? You know what I mean?
Let me see what time it is because I got to get ready to start prepping. But yeah, I got a few more minutes, but yeah.
Yeah, I want to go over Big Toys too. Big Toys.
Yeah, we wanted to get into the Big Toys that we didn't talk about, man. You know what I mean? Because they got that Machine Plus that just dropped, and it's like,
oh man, that's crazy. You know what's funny though is I just got my machine like 6 months, 7 months ago, so I'm stuck. I ain't going there. You know what I mean? And plus, I got the MPC, so I'm mobile with that. So
I wanted to talk to you about that. That's what I'm saying.
What MPC you rocking? You got the live or what?
I got the live. Yeah.
Oh, fire.
Yeah, and man, Caspian wanted me to do tutorials on that bad boy for a minute, you know, but I didn't want to confuse people with too many different things, you know what I'm saying? So I kind of just rolled this iOS thing, but say, bro, I'm about to bring this machine stuff to the table, and it's gonna all flow with whatever's coming out with the Plus and all that. It's the same OS, same stuff going on. It's just gonna be standalone, so hopefully I'll be able to make that, you know what I mean, translate or whatever. But I'm not looking to pay $13 for something that's got plugged to it. So that ain't happening. You know what I mean?
It kind of contradicts what we were talking about. You know what I mean? So
I just love standalone, man. I love trying to break away from the computer as much as possible. I spent like 10 years doing that. And it's still, I mean, it's not, I haven't found that it's quite there yet, at least for the Force. I mean, what do you think of the Force personally? I'd love to pick your brain on that since you're a MPC Live user.
I haven't even touched it. I'm going to be honest with you. I looked at it. I saw a lot about it, but it didn't pull me. I was like, it's cool, but I'm like, nah, I think I'm good where I'm at. You know what I mean? And
the Live is, it's not better than the Live. I wouldn't say that at all. I mean, they're different. They're two different things, but you know, they do have very similar operating systems and they can work together pretty well. The force in the long run, man, I don't know what it's going to pan out to be though, because what they, what they debuted it with and like what it actually had out the box is just a night and day difference. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and,
they tried to pull me in. I mean, I was on the hot watch. You know what I mean? I was looking at it. I was like, yo, that's looking crazy. Like, yo, do I really want to jump in? But I don't know, man. I just love my MPC so much. I just didn't feel like I needed another piece of gear. You know what I'm saying? So.
Oh, definitely. I mean, you could definitely, if you jumped on the Force within 10, 15 minutes, you'd work your way. It's the operating systems are pretty similar. You know what I mean? You would be able to use it. Because my buddy's got the Live, and I use that all the time. It's pretty seamless. Yeah. It just took me a second to kind of get the little differences. But yeah, they're both great machines, man. I'm wondering about that Machine Plus, though. I mean, have you heard whether you can actually use native instrument plugins? Can you use like Massive?
No,
you can't. Because I saw somebody using on the tutorial using like, and maybe it's just like certain sounds from FM8 or something.
Yeah. I watched, what's his name? Jesus Christ. I forget the cat name, but he was showing that it had a few little things in there, but they were talking about it's not gonna be the same. You're not gonna be able to pull up, you know, some of the plugins and do all that with it. So I'm looking at it like, yo, man, it's cool. I just think they should have put a damn battery in it. If they put a battery in it, I probably would have ended up copping it. Just, you know, probably end up selling my my machine, but. Without the battery, it's like, bro, that's not, you know what I mean? I'm gonna have to be looking for a plug. Well, I'm gonna find a plug at on the bus, you know what I'm right. saying? Or wherever I'm yeah. at, you know, if I'm traveling. So I just think they missed it on that one. You know, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, but I feel was that.
A big miss on that part. Big
Rashad Radio.
All right, y'all made it to the halfway part of this beat breakdown featuring my man Marcus Elbow of Elbow Studios. Be sure to go check out his YouTube channel. Go follow him on Instagram. Do all of that. And if you're new to the station, don't forget to hit subscribe and follow Rashad Radio, Rashad Sadiq on Instagram and Twitter. You feel me? And stay tuned for the rest of this excellent podcast.
Rashad Radio. Rashad Radio. Rashad Radio.
I'm tripping. You know, that's my favorite stuff, that Houston slang. I ain't even going to get into that Houston stuff, but I love when I listen to Houston rappers. They be like, tripping. It ain't just tripping.
You know what I'm talking about.
If you from Houston, you ain't tripping.
Yeah, stop tripping, bruh.
The way it sounds, yeah, it sounds so good, brother.
Where you at? New York or what?
No, I'm out here right outside of DC in Maryland, but don't get it with the Baltimore. A lot of people from far away think Baltimore when they hear Maryland. But there's a lot of people that are that have to say Maryland like me, and I'm a hop, skip, and a jump from DC. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, that's what's
so up. And we rock with the Redskins, you know what I'm saying, or Washington football team, I gotta say now, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. Yeah, I got a few of my networks out there. Yeah.
Yeah, bro. That's cool. So
Big Baby out there.
Is he really?
Well, he ain't there. He in VA, so he ain't there.
He look familiar. I remember I was telling my girl when I was watching him with my lady, I was like, yo, don't Big Baby look like Keith? And I know he's not my man Keith, but he just looked like
Kenfolk out here. Yeah. You know? He from out there. Yeah, we would just tell you, but actually he ain't from out there. He from Houston, but he been out there for 20 years though. Yeah, we were talking last night while we, you know, going over what we was gonna do today. We were just telling me about the food out there. No. You know, my job and my goal is to reach every producer, every creative person, even if you're trying to do something like what you're doing. You know, if I can help out and I could be a part of that, bro, I'm showing up. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like I told you in the deal. Give me a time and place. I'm there. You know what I mean? So,
what's your Instagram, bro?
It's Elbow Media Studio. Everything is Elbow Media Studios. It's going to be Elbow Media Studio. It's going to be Elbow Media _Studios.
I'm following you. All right, back. Good. All right, back.
All right, let's pick up where we left off, because we were talking big toys, and I told myself.
Big toys.
I told myself, toys. Elbow. That I wanted to get some big toy talk in before I had you leave, and I also wanted to talk just one little jab at the NFL, because you could beat me up all day. You already know who my squad is. I gave you that when we weren't recording.
Yeah.
I wanted to get the big toy talk in and just know, what is your overall preference when it comes to big toys? Do you think it's silly that people be on some like, Akai Gang, NPC Gang, and then man was like, nah, I'm on that Native Instruments. Like,
I don't think like that. I feel I like to do stuff on things that make me move. You know what I mean? Now, some people just don't like to learn the learning curve of some products. Right. You know what the I difference. Mean? And machine is different. NPC is different. Even some of the apps on the iPad is different. But that's why I started this channel. I want to get you past the point where you're worried about learning, because you can't make the hot music. You can't make killer beats if you're too busy worrying about how to move around in the software or on the hardware. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So my job, since I've been doing this for so long, I never really had too many issues with learning equipment. You know what I mean? And I think I'm fair at teaching it. So my goal is to try to get you past the point to where you're too frustrated with learning it and you just want to make some banging ass music. So
you be modest, man. You beyond fair at teaching it, dude. Your show, like, you guys need to catch up. Everybody listening, once again, y'all check out his channel. you're beyond fair at it, man. This stuff is crystal clean and clear, and you speak well. We got the vibe. It's not phony. Ain't nothing worse than the, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't like watching tutorials of people that don't really like hip-hop. I don't know. It's just me.
I ain't gonna lie. I don't understand. I don't even know why people that don't like hip-hop do tutorials where they talking about hip-hop and trap beats. Like, it don't even make sense to me.
You know what I mean? When you're trapping in the other countries.
They're boring. You can hear them. They're like, never mind. You know.
Right.
Yeah. It's just not, you know, and I've got a couple of people in mind, but, you know, I always tell those people behind the scenes, man, do what you love to do. Don't do what you just think that people are going to like, because it don't work that way. People buy into you. Yeah. You know what I mean? And people that ask me, how you start your channel? What I need to do? Do you. People going to buy into you know what I mean? You do you, people going to buy into you. If people don't like you, they ain't going to like you. I don't give a damn what you do. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's just straight up. You know what I'm saying? Nice. So, yeah. And I just went about this. I looked at a few people that was doing it, and then I didn't look anymore, even though I follow those cats and I hear them. But I went about doing things the way I thought I should do it, and people buying into what I'm doing. So if somebody was to ask me any advice on what to use, what to do, do you, man. Do what you love to do. If you love making beats on the damn phone, then do all your videos on the phone. You know what I'm saying? And people going to buy into that. If they don't, then the people that do, they do. The ones that don't, keep it moving. Kick rocks and get shot. You ain't got to worry about that.
So
you know what I mean?
And that's wise words coming from my man Elbow. And that means for y'all out there with your little fake me out dilemma of if you're going to get the Machine Plus or not, just get the joint. Just get it,
man,
right?
Just get it, man. I mean, just get it. If you don't like it, return it. If it's too hard for you to learn it, go watch somebody that's teaching it that you like. But if you're ambitious and you really want to do music for real at a high level, you ain't going to complain. You're going to get it done.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know what I mean? Period. You know what I'm saying? I don't care if it takes you 6 months to learn. I mean, we ain't in school. Ain't nobody going to be looking over your shoulder. You ain't going to be graded. Just get it done. You know what I mean? So,
forgive me if you've already had a tutorial or if you already put this on your channel, but your standalone is the MPC Live, right? Live 2 or the first one?
No, the first one.
Okay. Yeah. Are you able with IMPC Pro or any of the DAWs that we do on iOS production to send it to these standalones? Because I don't have no standalones right now.
The app is not made by Akai. It's Akai. Akai bought the, I guess it's the product, and it's made by another company, but they just,
I think it's Retro Nims, if I remember correctly.
Exactly. Yeah. And they just woven in the Akai feel to it. You know what I mean? So now you can use the sounds, of course, but as far as just projects, using the different profiles and projects, they don't move like that. It would be great if they did.
It's not integrated.
No, it's not.
Do you guys have MPC Beats, Antoine and Elbow? Do y'all got that program?
I got it.
It's Logic. I use MPC Essentials within Logic, but not MPC Beats.
And I know you have MPC Beats because I saw your tutorial about how we can get started quickly with the trap template.
Mm-hmm.
My joint was crashing yesterday. I don't know what's going on with me. I might have to reinstall my shit, but
yeah.
As far as MPC Beats goes, though, we should be able to kick over projects from IMPC Pro.
Yeah. That's the same. Problem. Well, wait, hold on. The IMPC Pro?
Yeah, right?
No.
It's the whole RetroNIMS thing and the Live. It's
different software. It's different software.
Yeah.
But you can, you know, of course, you can go from the actual MPC Live real software, I hate to say real, but the official software. And I think you can move around in there, but no, the iPad version is not compatible with that. So no, sir.
So me as I'm still considering myself a novice. I'm gonna call you an OG up in this joint, bro. You know, you're the big.
I ain't got
bro
a problem right with that. I ain't got a problem.
Yeah, you like that.
I'm good.
As a newbie in here, and Kenneth, he just told you a little bit earlier off recording that he is a real newbie. He's the newest, and then so Antoine's more of an OG than me, even though he's younger. We ain't gonna get into age. That ain't important. But no, I'm just gonna let you know how I view the four of us, right? Me, brother, Native Instruments, because I flirted with it a little bit when I started learning how to make beats on the iPad with the iMachine app, right?
Okay.
I mean, is that what it was called? It was called iMachine.
I haven't seen it, but I've heard about it.
Oh, okay.
No, so I haven't touched it.
I used the old machine when I was like 16, 17. I'll never forget.
Yeah, see, hard, Antoine bro. Knows. That joint is money.
I've heard about it. I haven't touched it though.
So what I was gonna say is, because earlier I made a little silly comment about that whole NPC gang and yada yada yada. I got a NPC studio right here.
Okay.
And I got an MPK, and I got, you know, IMPC Pro is one of my favorite apps. And
that's what's up.
But
PK Life.
But with that being said, in my journey to get where I've gotten so far and learn what I've learned, I did bump into native instruments and I did bump into the iMachine app, and I love the sounds that that native instruments give us.
They got some killer sounds, and I got a lot of them.
You know what I'm trying to say, though? Yeah, they're like, aren't their sounds killer? Is it not just me?
Good. No, they're good, man. They're good. They're clean. They've been engineered to, they nice, bro. Like, I got a massive library, you know what I mean? And I'm still finding stuff, you know what I mean?
I could have sworn I saw a tutorial on your page about importing stuff from the iMachine, but I don't know. Maybe I'm confused.
That's IMPC Pro. Yeah, I was talking about how to go from the Mac to how to get your own custom stuff inside of IMPC Pro.
I know I saw that too, though. That's my fault. I ain't even confused you. But yeah, man, iMachine, so with native instruments, they got sexy sounds, and I know a lot of noises being made with this Machine Plus, so... That's why I'm like.
So you're on the ropes about what you want to do?
No, I'm not going to do it, because that's why I have you here, because I am definitely all about iOS and conservative, being like,
okay,
how I can get it done. If I had bread and I woke up tomorrow with a lot of bread I could just spend on something, I would probably buy the NPC Live too, just because I do feel a certain silly. I'm one of those dudes. Like, I'm a Skins fan, even if that's not the name of the team anymore. You know, like.
Yeah, no doubt.
So I'm gonna be a Kai fan until there's no more a Kai.
I'm gonna tell you this personally, you know what I mean? This confidential information about you right here.
No, boy.
When I touch the MPC, it's like magic. I can't explain it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it's like every time I put my hands on it, I do a banger. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is. I don't know. Well, I know one thing. Mm-hmm. The sound card inside of that machine, ain't nobody messing with it, period. Okay. Them boys got 30, 40 years of engineering, bro. The sound, my speakers, they cry when I turn that some gun on, bro. You know what I mean? Mm. And it's standalone. So I'm going straight from the machine, straight to my mixer, straight to the speakers. You know what I'm saying? And it is banging, you know? So it could be that, you know, but it's something about it. I love it. You know what I mean? I love it, bro. And, you know, so if I was looking for a machine to get, it would definitely be that. It'd either be that or the one or whatever. You know, one of them, NPC Live, which they don't have that anymore, but the Live 2, the one, I mean, I would jump on it, because it's magic, man. It's been around. It's proven product.
To go off of that, my rest in peace, my NPC 2000, I know exactly what you mean. I know exactly what you mean. The sound from that machine does not match any of these computers, MPKs, MPDs, my keyboards. None of it will master it. There's something in there they got down that can't be touched.
Yeah, they can't be touched, bro. It's beautiful, man. It is beautiful. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it makes me want to do music, like, when I touch it. You know what I'm saying? And I don't sequence in it a lot, because I don't have to, but it's just a monster. So, yeah, that's my baby on the low. Now, the machine... Like I said, I've been working with the machine. I've been taking my time with it. But what really gets me going in the machine is the native instrument sounds, just like you said.
Yeah, man.
It's so many sounds. Yeah, and they're engineered so well. It's like you just find – I mean, right when you were hitting me, you know, while I was waiting for you guys, I was banging out a track straight up. Nice. You know what I mean? Just sitting there just going through the sounds and putting something together. And I was almost about to be a little late, you know what I mean?
Because you were just in the zone.
Like, yo, this is jamming. But I was like, you know what, let me save it. You know, let me go, you know, get in my people. But, yeah, man, you know, I just love equipment, period, bro.
Be like that.
You know, yeah, I'm a
everybody, fan. Everybody, man, you got to see. He's not lying, y'all. And he got the equipment looking clean and crispy. If your equipment got smudges on it, why are you making videos, y'all?
Oh man, I had somebody I watched do a video, and this cat tried to justify filth. Cat was like, "Yo, the reason why, you know, you got these cats out here making videos, they stuff all clean. I be working in my studio. That's why it's dirty.
Yeah, really, right. You just, you got cobwebs all over your studio.
I'm like, yo, bro, that's crazy. Like, I couldn't
if
just
you work with clean hands. Man, you could work all day with clean hands and not get anything dirty. You could work all day with dirty ass hands. You know? Everything's going to be greasy.
Man, bro, I keep my stuff clean, bro. I keep my equipment clean. And I like to show up in my studio and I want it to look like it looked the day before.
What are some tips to keeping shit clean? You got some tips? What do you do right before a video?
What I do right before a video is, like I said, it's already clean, huh?
I hear you.
This is the way I work. When I'm done, I clean everything.
Nice.
So when I finish working, I clean my iPads. I wipe all my stuff down. I wipe all my equipment down. I dust everything, and then I cut the lights off and shut the door.
So when I come back up the next day
and I open up the door, it looks like brand new equipment, bro.
That's the same thing I do in my workshop.
Inspires me to get to work. I don't have to think about clutter. I ain't got to trip over nothing. You know, none of that. You know, it's just time to go to work. I don't eat in my studios. I don't do none of that. It's for music, bro. Let's get to work.
I love it.
And on my Patreon, I've been doing some behind the scenes stuff, and I'm trying to really make sure these videos are nice and quality. But that's the things that I'm gonna be trying to teach in a way to where I shoot it different, but I'm showing you my process on how I operate as far as my camera work, my lighting work, how I prep, you know, everything. And I'm just trying to do it in a good way. Yeah, I want to do it in a way to where cats can watch it and be like, damn, bro, like, yeah, this man's serious, you know what I'm saying?
I would love to have you on our show again if we ever could. I don't have to twist your arm or nothing. I'm just throwing that seed right now, and, you know, I could drop water on in the DMs later, but just throwing it out there, man, you know, because yeah, I definitely want to know what you're doing.
I'm 100% real. You know, ain't nothing fake about me, bro, and I'm an OG. I ain't got time for nonsense, so, you know, you ask me, I'm there. You know what I mean? It's just question. If I got the time and the availability is there, I'm there. You know what I mean?
Hey, man, as a newbie, I'll tell you right now, talking to you was a big inspiration, man. I got a lot of tips from you and everything. Like, this was definitely cool.
That's what's up, man. I'm glad I could help, for sure. And y'all boys, go look on the site, man. Go check out the YouTube channel. And
I know
you got the funds. Yeah, if you got $5, join the Patreon. And you know what I mean? Be looking forward to some stuff behind the scenes. I got two accounts, $5, $10, you know. So $10 is going to be some gems for sure. You know what I mean? But really, ultimately, it's all about support. You know what I mean? Because, it's a beautiful thing. You know, and ultimately, I want to be able to do this full time. I think everybody should want to be able to do this.
You need to, man. And they need to get this man out there. I wouldn't be surprised if it didn't happen this year, man. Because, like, bro, your shit is so fire right now.
Thank you, bro. Before
I let you go, I want to know one thing about the Houston, Texas area, and I'm sure you want to rep that.
I got the hat on. Come on, man.
No, you want to rep that?
No doubt.
Deshaun is my man, young. Okay.
Yeah, he just got paid. They act like they ain't never want to pay the black quarterback. So he got his money, and he deserves that.
So shout out to everybody out there that's fucking with Deshaun. Excuse my French. But you also remember, I told you I'm a Washington Redskins fan, Washington football team fan.
Redskins, we can still say it.
We don't rock with it.
What's y'all name now? We
football team right now. Yeah, we in limbo, right? And I wanted to get some football.
It's just the team.
Where you go.
What's it like out there, young,
where you live? Like, because I'm assuming you live in Houston, right?
Yeah. I live in H-Town. Yeah.
And what is the distance from Houston and Dallas, would you say?
It's about 3.5 hours.
3.5 hours. That's a good distance.
Yeah.
But would you say in Houston there's a lot of misplaced Cowboys fans?
Yeah, of course. Okay. You got to think. The 90s was crazy for Dallas, bro. You know what I mean? And the 90s was catastrophic for us.
The Oilers went away.
Yeah.
Would you say there's a lot of Cowboys fans in Houston? Like a lot?
No doubt. You know, I almost ran over a couple of them. They all over the place. You know what I mean?
So,
I'm sure that horn wasn't working, you know?
I'm sure Rashad was alluding to this, but we have a huge Cowboys problem in DC. It's an infestation.
Is Big Baby a Cowboys fan, bro?
Nah, yeah, he always on everything. Okay. You know what I mean? Rockets. Sorry,
Kenneth. My bad, Kenneth. Go ahead.
No, you good. I didn't want to. Yeah, so like, and we're in DC though. You know what I'm saying? So that's really weird. Like you're only 3.5 hours, but we're across. We're far, but we have a lot.
Yeah, but it's America's team, man. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like Dallas. You know, I don't know, man. I mean, when I was a kid, I had the Dallas Cowboys star on my little Pop Warner helmet. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I get it. You know, yeah. I get it. But, you know, I could never rep them boys. You know, I'm sorry. I'm cooler a true with me, Houstonian. Man. You know what I mean?
Cooler with so, me now.
I don't do no Cowboys, bro. You ain't never seen me with no Cowboys. Nothing. Yeah. You know what I mean? Now, the only thing that's crazy is I painted my office gray and blue.
I did notice that.
I never even thought about it, but one of my partners was over here, and he was like, yo, bro, you know this Cowboys colors, right? I was like, man, get the hell out of my office, fam. What the hell you talking about? After he left, I looked around. I was like, boy, I can't believe.
You got to throw some red in there. You got to throw some red in there, man. Turn it into a Texan somehow.
Yeah.
A little splash of red. A little splash of red.
Yeah, all you need is, I don't know the exact blue, but it looks like the same.
I tell you what, hey Google, turn the office lights red.
Oh shit.
There boom!
There you go. You know what I mean?
Let's now go.
Now we done with that. You heard me?
Yo, that was too tight.
Elbow, I appreciate you joining us, man.
Anytime, bro. Like I said, anytime, man. You know what I mean? I appreciate it. I wish you guys all the success in the world, for sure.
Thanks,
you know
brother.
What I mean?
Thank you, man.
Many blessings your way as well.
Appreciate you, man. Keep banging, man. Y'all check us out on the stream today, 6 o'clock, all right?
6 o'clock, man.
Y'all be there. All
right, all right, hey, man. I'll catch y'all later.
I'll be safe, brother. I'll
catch you later, bro.
All right, 100.
Peace.
Good stuff. Right there.
Good, man. I figure we continue on while we got y'all.
Hold on, let me make sure of it. I bought that MPK from Ryan.
You did? Really? Attaboy.
Yeah, you already know I'm fucking
good. Wait, wasn't that Antoine saying that he was talking
about? I thought about it and I was like, this MPK and this MPD still running. I don't need it.
Yeah.
I didn't somebody even know was Kendo saying
was in the joint. Kendo was like,
"I was lurking. I was lurking." But so he
Kendo
so,
never be replying in the group chat either. I knew he'd be lurking.
You know what? You know what's funny? As soon as we were on the FaceTime, as soon as the shot was like, "All right, I'm a highlight try," I was like, "Hey, who's trying to buy that MPK?" And he was like, "Oh, you want it?" And I was like, "Who's trying to buy it? Are one of them trying to buy it?" He's like, "No, if you want, I'll send it to you right now." So I was like, "All right, I'll get it." And so I grabbed that joint.
Holy yeah, bro. Shit. I looked at it and I was like, man, I don't need it, bro. I don't need it.
That shit's. I need that. I've been trying to get
some another one.
I'm gonna throw
another one.
Hey, get the fuck out of here.
You know, literally about to have the stacks or just to the ceiling. Just every Akai product is about to be legendary.
Dog, hold on, man. So listen,
can't do nothing with them.
I'm keeping all this shit. This is a great vibe. We just had my man Elbow from Elbow Studios on the joint. We're listening to the beat breakdown. We got Antoine the Great. Mine is Big Mood, but Kendo Can Do in here. We're getting ready to chuck his MPK out. Talking about fucking, what the fuck, man? The MPK
they just came out
is.
With a new one too, man.
Yeah, I ordered my drink.
Nuh-uh, you got it? The new one? Hey, my man. Hey.
I'm lying. I told my girl, like, you know, if you want to get me for my birthday, like,
hey, like, I'm not saying it, but like, if you just get
what is it, 100, 150? What is it?
It's probably like a buck 20 or something.
Okay, that's not that bad.
But see, Antoine, oh, I'm sorry, Ken.
What's bothering?
No, go ahead.
I just wanted to take the whole momentum of what everybody's listening to. You got to remember, because it's looking like we're just talking to each other on Zoom, but we're doing this great podcast, which is great for everybody to enjoy. You got to make sure y'all go check out Elbow Studios podcast. I mean, channel. It's like a podcast on YouTube. I guess what are those called? We could get our shit on YouTube, but I'm not really into people looking at me, man. It's all my fan. I don't know what that is, y'all, but
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, I just started getting on the, like, me posting videos and me making beats. And
I don't like it. I mean, look,
it's hard to get over it. It's hard to get over it, but you'll get over it if you do it.
I look like a fucking dweebus.
I do this so that we can feel personal while we're having our conversation, you know what I mean? But I also know that it can sometimes leak a little bit. Oh, I thought you were, my girl just came in here with a note that says, I'm taking the kids to my mom's. I thought it was going to say, did you want another beer? But baby,
I'm taking the kids to my mom's and never coming back. Rashad,
she can't hear you. I should turn the volume.
That's so funny. I'm taking the kids, Rashad,
now, baby, or no? Saturn just came in here, but no, I wanted to get onto the point of Antoine because we just picked up Elba, who rolled out, and Antoine's Clockwork NPC drink is fire.
Hey, thank you, bro. I know. I didn't really like. It's getting streams and stuff, but when, like, I told you guys in the group chat, when my local radio station hit me for the interview, I was like, wow, this is doing something.
No way, for real?
Yeah, bro. It's pretty wild.
I didn't see that. Are you serious? That's awesome.
Yeah, bro. It's trippy.
How does that, that's not even no, like, connections and shaking hands. That just happens?
Yeah.
Yo, shout out to
my man. Call, bro? That's
fucking I got the email. I got the email.
Oh, well, yeah, of course.
Shout out Sarah J at 107.3 KFFM.
Fetch me a phone, baby. Wow, shout out to them. Wait, what was that again? Can you run that back one more game?
Sarah J, I believe she's brand manager, something like that, over at 107.3 KFFM.
Shout out.
107.3 KFFM.
should have been the radio host, fam. Could have been the DM.
You're listening to 107.3 KFFM.
Back again, we're going to play Smack That by Akon for the third time in a row.
Smack That all on the floor. I'm sorry.
I'm going to talk to him. When I was a kid, I call him the request line before school. That used to be my request every day. I'm like, can we
for get real? One? Smack That? That's so funny. I love that. Can we get that one more time? I remember someone made fun of me because I was like, wait, Akon? You don't like Akon? Akon's tight as shit. And they were like, Akon, oh, you like Akon, and I was like,
I don't know if he's make funnable. It's okay to like Akon in my book.
Akon's tight. Akon and Young Jesus.
You got some classics.
Yeah,
bro, the Akon album, the full one of him, it's like, I think it's Akon Convicted, bro. Low key, I got the bootleg at a swap meet when I was a kid. I banged that album tough, bro.
Akon came out after T-Pain, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
I do remember they had similar sounds at one point.
Rapper Turnt Sanga came out in like 05 and Convicted came out in like 07. But don't forget, Akon was on the score by the Fugees. So,
Shit,
he was. That was like 97 or something.
I'm gonna look at that. I didn't know he was on that album.
Yeah,
I did hear.
Clockwork NPC, bro. You make me feel like such an amateur, man.
Hey, bro. One day at a time, dog. One day at a time.
I'm good. I don't even want to know what you're going to do, and you need to do this. I'm, like, requesting it as a fan now.
Yeah.
An album like that again, trap-wise.
Yeah, that would be dope. Honestly, like I said before, like, that was my donuts, basically. I wanted to do my donuts. Oh, but
that also shocked me that you're the age. I hate the age people, but you know, older people typically are the victims of ageism usually. But we don't speak about how younger people could be the victim of it as well. Like when older people think, oh, you don't know anything. You're young. You know what I mean? Like,
hold on, bro.
And that's okay. Everyone is entitled to their own opinion, so that's okay.
Yeah, and that's a very fair stance. But what I'm trying to say is to hear your Clockwork NPC and the vibe that it gives me is so, like you said, Dilla inspired, and it just felt like old soul hip hop. And it's surprising to me to know that that exists, like that drum pattern, that sampling, like the joint was like, fuck you, that's my address, you know what I'm saying? I don't know where I heard that before. I feel like I heard that before.
You've heard it from somewhere. I won't sample snitch, but you've heard it somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know. I do want to talk to you off record about some of that stuff,
yeah, though, for sure.
I don't understand how you do that as far as the legalities, but anyways,
uh-huh.
I definitely remember that sample, And part of what I enjoyed the most about the Clockwork NPC, bro, was the fluidity. It's just like, it was just like,
I took my time with it. I did not. Oh, man. I wanted it. Yeah. That was long days, long nights. But what we came out with was something I'm very proud of. And the people seem to like it too. So that's what matters. So.
I could rap on the beats. I could chill, listen to them joints. But more importantly, getting to know you is just, I could like imagine the time that it's taken to get to the point where you've made such a good project like that. And the relief it must feel to know that it's being received.
It's a good relief. Once we drop these four new singles this month and it's all out, then I think the true relief will be there. But I still am working, still got work. But it'll be all out to the public soon.
I'm not gonna lie, I've had a lot of shit. I've been doing a lot of shit, Rashad, I could tell you, on my fucking house. And like, I built a workshop in my garage, dude. I built a full wood workshop and everything. So I've had fire. I took a little break from like the music, even the podcasting. I'm behind on everything. So I haven't heard it, but I just liked it on Spotify and saved it. And I'm going to blast
appreciate that.
I'm going to blast that shit just through the house while I just live life for the next couple days. Yeah. For sure. Because Rashad has been hyping that shit up because I know that shit's good. And I
was
super
surprised. Miss Len, who was on the last podcast episode.
Oh, shout out, Missy.
She listened to it like three different times on repeat. And I was like, word, I appreciate it.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Joint, but you had to know, my dude. Like, I know you don't listen to nothing like this and be like,
I know.
You know it's good.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? But there's no way when you hear.
I know I got the sauce.
There's no way hearing the final product that there's any doubt in my mind that you're like clear and confident. Like, I did the best I can with this.
Yeah, that's what I try to do with everything I release, for sure.
And the best I can is impressing me.
Yeah.
And we're going to impress people. So
yeah, for sure. And I mean, these singles I got coming up. I feel the same way. The first person who I played him for was my good friend Alex last night. I just played him one single and he was like, bro, that was so good. And just hearing that pre-release, that's not even the final mix, but just hearing that, you know, it's good. It's good stuff. It's knowing my time and the effort I put into this was worthwhile.
So I'm definitely, like I said, going to pick your brain off record for some things about that, but
definitely,
you know, you sent us in the group text a whole bunch of like throwaways, or maybe you call
the
it
samples like, and the melodies. Yeah.
I think you send it in the group text, and I'm maybe able to go back, but I think I set my phone wonky so that it erases text after like 30 days or something.
I think I started a Google Drive folder of all that stuff in there as well.
That's what I was about to ask you, if we could send it to Google Drive, so then maybe I'll check in there then.
Yeah, there's a shared folder.
Everybody out there that's listening, this is about to be the end of the show. You make sure you go listen to Antoine the Great's Clockwork NPC. Like it, share it, fucking favorite, do all that stuff. And then listen to that shit. Don't just do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's one thing for people to be like, all right, Rashad told me to do it, so I'm going to do that shit. Listen to it, you know, and really understand what's going on here, man, because I feel blessed to meet everybody that I've been working with in the last, you know, like whatever, a few months, because I know my objective as a artist and inserting myself in the game is to be taken seriously. And I know there was times when I wasn't mingling with people that were going hard and doing serious shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so when I hear your music, I'm like, this guy's a musician. This guy is serious. Like, your name is LeGreat. You can't be LeGreat without being serious.
Yeah, I just can't put out half-assed music, bro. It's not only going to disappoint myself, but everyone who's really checking for me is like, next. You know? You just can't. You just
can't. So I'm glad to be networked with people like you doing big things. knowing that you're going to do more big things. You guys can't see my mic, but you can see that's what I'm doing, right, when I'm talking.
Yeah, that's what I assumed the whole time.
It's right here. Like, it's kind of cool.
Talking to I thought it was like a beat pad or the mic.
The mic's like a wonky setup because the sun is pointing right here. It, like, gives good shit for the camera. Anyways, nobody cares about that, Rashad. This is the Beat Breakdown with Antoine LeGrae, my man Kenneth Candu, with some damn X-Men Avengers shit on the screen. What you trying to talk to us about, man? What's up?
Yeah,
we don't even have your audio anymore. I think you muted yourself or something.
Yeah, he did.
I was saying Antoine puts one of these on before he makes a fucking.
On my NPC. Saying...
Is that Thanos' hand, right?
This is when Iron Man saved the world and killed himself.
I'm so lame when it comes to that shit. Forgive me, y'all. Forgive me, but don't forgive him. Thank him. Thank us for giving y'all dope podcast after dope podcast. Thank my man Big Mood. Thank my man Elbow. Thank Antoine the Great. Thank Kenneth Candu. And man,
you saying that, dog? That's not my name.
I say Kenneth Candu.
Yeah. I didn't want to say that, but you keep saying that because it says Kenneth right here, right on the Zoom or not? Nah?
Nah, it's because you don't be texting back in the group. I'm starting to
forget. Watch out! Hot take. I'm starting to disappear slowly.
Kendo can do. He's right. That's my bad. I misspoke, man.
Kendo can text back. Kendo can text back. Kendo can text back. Whoa,
that was perfect. Kendo can text back. That's the name of my next one.
Hey, Antoine, man, you have a good weekend out there, man. I'm going to get at y'all in the group text. You know, everybody out there listening, like I said, go check out my man shit on Spotify, Apple Music, anywhere we can stream music, right?
Yes, sir. On 50 different platforms. You know the deal.
Did I see tapes? Did I see hardcore tapes?
Yeah, we got some stuff cooking, but we got to get all these singles, all these joints out, and then we'll get there. But, you know.
But there's no actual physical tapes to buy of the Clockwork NPC yet, right?
As of yet.
No, okay. But my man Dylan Rowley got the tapes.
He do be. Yeah.
Shout out Dylan. What up, Dylan? We gotta get him back.
Yeah, we do. I'll have to link some up, bro. Yeah, we gotta get him back on again. Because he did a joint on Clockwork.
See?
Rashad Radio.